Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This morning, as we continue in this week focused on pressing on, today we're looking at pressing on toward consistency. It kind of follows up yesterday's topic of pressing on toward maturity. As Paul wrote to the Philippians about taking a mature view of allowing God to define our views on things, he follows that up with this idea of only continue to hold on to what you've attained, to keep practicing those things you already know. Sometimes we learn things from God's Word. He teaches us through His Spirit and His presence, and we do what He says, but we slip back into some old patterns, some old habits, some old ways of life. And God's desire is that we would press on towards consistency, that each day we would consider the things that we know from God's Word and how we will live them out that day. You've probably heard people talk about those who go to church, perhaps even talk about you, as hypocrite. One of the most common labels leveled against those who wear the name Christian is we just don't live up to what we claim. It's not new. Those who were followers of God in the days of Jesus, the religious leaders, were very skilled at saying one thing and doing something different. In fact, Jesus would tell those that were following Him and listening to His teachings that they should do what the teachers of the law say, but not do what they do. Their hypocrisy was so obvious. But the whole concept of hypocrisy is putting on a mask. It's being fake. It's not being who God created you to be. It's not being who you are. And sometimes that comes as a result of inconsistency in our life. We learn something from God's Word and we're excited about it and we want to put it into practice. We want to make changes in our life and we tell everybody else that they need to change too. And a week later, we've forgotten about those changes and those around us that heard from us the importance of doing this or that or being this or that, all of a sudden question, if it's that important, why aren't you doing it? And they may not say that out loud, but it goes through their mind. You see, throughout the teaching and life of Jesus, He was very insistent on learning consistency. And He generally didn't call it that. Often the Bible words it as faithfulness. The old keep on keeping on mentality of accomplishing what God wants done simply by putting one foot in front of the other and following Him. It's holding on, it's living life, living up to what we've already attained. And sometimes we need to stop and really sit with God and evaluate what it is we have attained. And many times we don't live up to it because, well, we've not realized what God has given us. the importance of spending time in prayer and His Word, learning. When God writes through Paul, he talked about this spiritual armor that we have. The things that he's given us for protection in the battle, in the spiritual battle that the enemy seeks to destroy us. And how often do we live life not using any of that? Because we don't think about it. And that armor is part of what we've attained in Christ. We've attained a pardon, a forgiveness, the mercy of God. And yet, how often do we beat ourselves up over past sins, past mistakes, things that we've repented of? We've gone to God and we've asked forgiveness. He's given it, but we have a hard time letting go. And so to daily live up to what we've attained, that title of child of God, loved and forgiven. You see, while the enemy works very hard to discourage us and to distract us and to destroy us, this fleshly tent that we live in often doesn't help any. And we end up attacking ourselves as we listen to those jabs that the enemy sneaks into our mind. God could never love you. God says that He does, but what you did isn't possible to forgive. And the lies filter into our mind from the enemy, and sometimes it's just that whisper. And sometimes He uses people, intentionally or unintentionally, people will say things to us that are nothing but lies from the enemy. And we believe them. And then we find that we're not living up to what we had already attained. You see, when we press on towards consistency, we measure where we're at. And we keep going. One of the things about growth that is typically most healthy is the old slow and steady mentality. A little at a time. Consistency. Keeping at it. When I walk, I like to walk. I struggle with consistency. Part of it is my schedule, part of it is weather, part of it is just, I don't always like to do it. And yet, without the consistency, it's like starting over every time. And for many people, their zeal for God feels like it's starting over on a somewhat regular basis because they kind of shoot out of the starting gate at 90 miles an hour and burn out and need to rest. And then it's, oh, I need to do something for God. And off they go at 90 miles an hour again. But what would happen in your life and my life, but more importantly, what would happen in the lives of those around us if we were to press on to consistency and just keep moving forward, Just keep loving people. Just keep sharing about Jesus in gentle and respectful ways, as Peter writes and tells us to do. Just day in and day out, doing what God says needs done. You see, when I think of pressing on towards consistency, when I think of keeping at that which I've already attained, it's saying, I want to grow and not slide back. I want to improve. I want to grow. In the Bible, one of my favorite verses that describes this huge chunk of Jesus' teen years and young adulthood. It says he grew in stature and in favor with God and man. And that's kind of what we hear about Jesus about from the age of 12 to 30. He simply continued to press on with consistency. And in doing so, grew in favor with God and man, just as he also grew in stature. And I believe if you and I want to have a greater influence for Christ, we need to evaluate how consistent we are. How consistently do we practice the things that we've already learned? How consistently do we live like what we already know God has called us? His child. Loved. Forgiven. Free. Today, as we spend time praying, I would encourage you to ask God to renew your commitment to consistency, to faithfulness, to walking each day with Him, to spending time each day with Him. Your walk with God each day ought to be continual, but within that walk, there ought to be specific time set aside that you just pause and say, "Hello, God. I'm here to listen." And open up your heart and open up His Word and allow Him to lead you in a life of faithfulness. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. And even when we're unfaithful, You remain faithful. The ultimate example of pressing on towards consistency is You never change, You never fail. And so, Father, help us to resist the lies of the enemy, regardless of where they come from, what methods he uses to put them in our hearts and our minds. May we fully know that we have attained status, the title of child of God, of loved, of forgiven, of free, and so many other things that You have done and You have given us. May we fully live up to what we have attained, not by our works or our might or our power, but by Your mercy, by Your grace, by Your gifting in our life. Father, help us to press on towards consistency, to living that out, to being content to follow Your steps, one step at a time, one day at a time, to walk with You, to consistently pause and listen, to open Your Word and hear what You would say to us. Father, as we pray today, may You help us to examine the consistency level of our faithfulness, of our walk with you. Show us how to improve, how to practice more faithfully the things from your word, the things that you've called us to be. And Father, as I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities, I pray that you would help them to know the value of faithfulness, the value of representing you every day, no matter what. The value of putting into practice on a daily basis the things that they have learned and the things they know. Father, may we teach them that through our words, but also through our actions and our example. May we surround the children around us with adults and people who have pressed on to consistency, who live a life of faithfulness that is seen and heard and felt and known. Father, may they take courage, knowing that faithfulness is not only possible, but it's desirable. Father, today I continue to pray for so many that I know that are struggling in life. It's been a tough year for so many people, and some are mourning the loss of loved ones, family members and mentors and close friends, and it's still difficult to see how life goes on. Others are hospitalized and sick and struggling for life. I pray that you would bring a healing to their body, that you would comfort their family, that bring peace in the midst of all of it. Pour out incredible wisdom on the doctors that are attending and all of the medical staff. Father, others are just weary. They've been pressing on. They've been pressing on in so many ways over the past year. Help them to lift their eyes to you, that they would not become so weary that they quit, that their discouragement would not cause them to drop out of the race. But they would wait upon you and be renewed, refreshed, and continue that life of consistency. Father, help us to be mindful of one another, that when our brother or sister falls, that we would help them up, that we would wait on them as needed so that we can walk together, that we can encourage one another. And Father, may our care for one another be done in a way that lifts up Jesus, so that many would see Him and come to know Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.